held religious convictions.
So would this mean, if you deeply and sincerely believed that curly-haired people were evil because God had told you so in a dream, you could refuse to serve curly-headed people?
Yeah, you could, conceivably.
Persons of color, say?
Persons of color.
Women?
Yes.
Even men?
Even men.
Why, is there no limit
to gays?
Oh, gays. Is this really about gays?
Yeah, I think it's largely about gays, yes. There has been some, I'm going to talk about a number of topics today, and under the presumption that they're all of a piece.
You mean they're all interrelated?
They're all interrelated.
Huh.
And what they express when taken as a whole is the fact that a majority of people in this country is finding that it's becoming a minority and is panicking about this.
You mean the average white guy?
The average white guy, yes. And this is a pretty volatile situation. We're watching an entrenched patriarchy realize that perhaps its days are numbered, or at least its days on top of the pile numbered.
Yeah, I have a different take on it. I think the Republicans are realizing that there are a lot of voting gay people.
Yeah, there are a lot of voting gay people,
and that they will not support a political party that insists on discriminating against them.
I think you might be giving them a little too much credit.
The Republicans.
Yeah.
You mean, what do you think's happening?
What do I think's happening?
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. Broadly speaking, as I said, I think what we're seeing is a sort of rear guard action, a pushback, if you will, by a group of people in this country, white guys, who has been in charge essentially from the beginning. And now we're looking, demographically speaking, within 50 years or so, white guys will have to go from being on top, being in the majority holders of political and economic power, to simply being the largest group among many. Well, that's so, it's so sad.
Aww.
It's such a tragic situation.
It is tragic. You know that 25% of all Americans believe that the sun, in fact, goes around the earth still?
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Well,
and yes. I want to touch on that sort of, I want to touch on general religious-inspired dumbness. Yes, I said religious-inspired dumbness.
Religious-inspired dumbness.
Yes. Do you know what I'm tired of, Joe? Do you know what
no,
I'm tired of?
I have no idea what you're tired of.
I'm tired
of
lots of things, but in particular today, I'm tired of, in the realm of public discourse, this notion that we must pay special deference and special respect to people's opinions because they arise out of some deeply held religious conviction, even if those opinions are quite plainly on their face ridiculous. I am tired of that.
Why do you hate God so much?
Because it is my right to hate or love God as I see fit.
Hmm.
However, it is not my right to impose that belief on others. And that's what we're getting at with this religious bill. Specifically, this arose out of similar cases around the country wherein a couple of gay people wanted to get married. I'm going to use just one example. They went to a baker to get a wedding cake. This happened right here in Oregon, as a matter of fact. The baker refused to bake a cake for the gay couple on the grounds that it violated their religious liberty because they believed homosexuality to be wrong under the dictates of Judeo-Christianity, and thus refused to bake the cake.
Okay.
There was a court decision that said that's not okay. So this Arizona law was a reaction to that court decision, an attempt to legislate so broadly as to make that sort of discrimination okay. The court decision said you cannot narrowly target your discrimination against gay and lesbian people. That's wrong. But if there is a broadly worded religious liberty statute on the books in Arizona, then that discrimination was free to take place legally.
And that was the law that came forward? Is that the...
That was the law that came forward, yes.
Why did Jan Brewer chicken out?
Well, she chickened out for a number of reasons, and I'll get to those in just a second.
No, I didn't mean to
destroy
your discourse here.
So, I'm tired of having to give deference to these thoughts and these positions because they arise from someone's deeply held religious faith. You have the right in this country to worship as you please. What you don't have the right to do is expect that the larger society has to abide by your religious dictates. You don't have that right. In other words, if you're a baker and you don't believe in homosexuality, that's fine. You can do that. But what you don't have the right to do is refuse to provide a service in the free market for somebody willing to pay because they happen to be gay. You don't have that right. That is not religious liberty. That is not what the framers intended.
But it says right on the door, we hold the right to refuse service to anyone, especially if they don't have shoes
Yeah, see, now you can refuse service for reasons like that.
Oh.
But we have a long established tradition in this country of not permitting discrimination on the grounds of race being the most obvious.
Yes.
And probably the most historically volatile. A whole bunch of other reasons. Religious background being another, ironically. And now, increasingly, you cannot be discriminated against because of your sexual orientation. That's not okay in a pre-pluralistic society like ours.
I think there should be a law against carrot cake.
There should be a law against carrot cake. Why?
Yeah. Well,
because it's gross?
No, it's against my religion.
It's against your religion. Now, see, that's a perfect example.
Mixing vegetables with sugar is wrong.
Now, this is America, Joe. You are free to reject carrot cake in your personal life. What you cannot do is tell others they must also reject carrot cake.
But it's bad.
Well, that's your opinion.
Okay.
So, Jan Brewer vetoed this law. This was a good thing. She did so for a number of reasons, not the least of which was she was facing a mounting boycott of Arizona by a number of very wealthy business interests, not least among them the conglomerate of people who put on the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, it was the Super Bowl. Plus, as I understand it, the people at Apple and a bunch of large high-tech firms that were thinking of locating in Arizona were saying, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. And there was also a brewing, so to speak, tourist boycott of Arizona for similar reasons.
Right.
So basically, the governor of Arizona was feeling squeezed not only by people of conscience who think that discrimination is wrong, but feeling squeezed in her state's coffers. But, as well.
But I noticed that a whole bunch of states, predominantly Republican states, that had started to pass, had passed, or were considering passing these similar kind of laws, are backing away from it now.
They are. Ohio and Mississippi had laws very similar to Arizona's on the books. Once the veto happened, those bills were withdrawn.
So is this... is this an actual victory for the civil rights of homosexuals?
Yes. And more than that, I think it's a signal that it's no longer okay to be a religious bigot in the United States of America. Or, to put it another way, if you're going to be a religious bigot, you're free to do that, but that
only
stops
on your
when
own
you leave
time.
Your house.
I see. Okay, well.
Yeah. And I think that's progress.
Well, I think it's progress. I think it's... I divide the world of legal discrimination into two parts. There's the public aspect, you know, restricting people's voting, picking on people because of their color of their skin or whatever, or their religion or whatever. And then there's the kind of private stuff. You know, I mean, you can't say to someone, and you made this point earlier, you can't say to someone, well, you it's against the law to hate homosexuals. You can say to them, it's against the law to discriminate against homosexuals because you hate them.
Right.
And this is the distinction you're talking about.
That's the distinction I'm making. If you want to be a hater, you know, I can't stop you from doing that, nor can the law stop you from doing that.
Okay.
You just cannot act on that hate in a public way or in a commercial way.
So the civil discourse on civil rights and civil liberties has moved into an issue where previously nobody wanted to tread.
Right. Or, yeah, that's one way to look at it. Yes. Another way to say is that there was, within the bounds of religious expression and religious liberty, there was this sort of safe space in which to discriminate. This was largely tolerated in American life for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And really, gay and lesbian people were the last sort of, until quite recently, the last class of people against whom it was pretty much okay to discriminate. In many places and in many realms.
So this is progress of a sort.
It is.
But I see it. See, I see it in purely political terms about the Republican Party's need to build a base that's bigger than the current one they have. And part of that would be if they could persuade conservative gay people, of whom there are a lot, to like them better.
Well, if they want to do that, that's fine, and that's a viable political strategy.
Log cabin Republicans.
Yes, but it's rather difficult to persuade a group of people to like you when you're at the same time saying that their existence is abhorrent to you and that the God of the Bible wants them to burn. Those are two fairly conflicting positions.
Well, they are.
They are. But before we go to the phones, I want to sort of wrap this
sure.
whole thing up.
Now, I've been interrupting you.
No, that's quite all right. This is good. I was saying earlier that this is symptomatic of a ruling power class in this country, namely white guys, who are feeling their grip on the majority slip away, mm-hmm. and that is true and measurable demographically, but they're also feeling their grip on the culture slip away in terms of their influence. And this is sort of causing this rear guard panic, and it's expressing itself in many ways. The Tea Party is a good example. Laws like this are a good example. The resistance of, and I'll just pick one group for example, the resistance of the Catholic Church to the Obamacare mandate that says contraception has to be covered in health plans free of charge. This is all symptomatic of a group of people feeling that they're losing control and needing to re-exert that control. In the case of the Catholic Church, it's attempting to re-exert control over the slutty sluts who just can't seem to keep their clothes on. The slutty sluts. In the case of the Arizona law and these other anti-gay pieces of legislation, it's an attempt to rein in a behavior in a group of people that they feel should be around and shouldn't be allowed to behave the way they want to behave.
Well, but the Bible says...
Yeah, I don't really care. See, that's the point I'm making. But the Bible may say it, that's fine, and you're free to believe it, but don't come and tell me that I have to believe the same thing. Not in this country. Thank you very much.
Well, I agree with you, but I would point out that I believe the only reason why this is really changing for a state with a Republican-dominated government like Arizona mm-hmm. is practical. It has nothing to do with ethics or morality or an understanding of equality. It's just, if you do this, if you discriminate, you're going to lose business.
Yeah, you are going to lose business. And if that light is finally dawning on conservatives, well, welcome to the party. It's taken you a while to get here, but I'm glad you're finally realizing that. It's sort of a shame that might be what it takes to topple discrimination in this country, the fact that it hits people in the pocketbook. But, you know, I'll take it. That's all right. If people, I'd like people to come around in their hearts and in their minds, and that may take a few more generations. But if this is what we got in the meantime, I'm okay with it.
Well, see, I see this all of this as a rational response to potential markets being lost. I don't see any of this challenging the fundamental management of America, the capitalism, the imperialism, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm glad that that's the case. Don't misunderstand. I think it's better that Jan Brewer drop it, and I'm glad that these stupid laws against gays and lesbians be ended. But I don't think these are radical and fundamental changes.
I would disagree.
Okay.
That these are not radical and fundamental changes.
I think if I were gay, I'd probably agree with you.
Oh, maybe you would.
But, you know.
But you're a straight white guy, so
being
clearly.
Being a straight old-time white guy, I don't care.
Yeah, you're feeling your grip on power slip away.
I can. Well, it's not just my power that's slipping away.
Let's go to the phones. Garrett, good morning.
I'm a little concerned about this ruling, or not ruling, this whole issue in general, because as a private homeowner, if I want to rent out a room in my house, I have to obey the same laws as someone who owns a giant apartment complex.
No, actually, you don't. You don't. When it comes to renting a room in your own house, the Fair Housing Act gives you some latitude to discriminate. But if you run an apartment building, no.
So I can discriminate against who I rent a room to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's say you're a virulent racist. You don't like black people. You are not required to rent a room in your house to a black person.
Ah, okay.
So
congratulations.
So, relax. Okay, does that end your concern?
A little bit, yeah. I just don't want to rent to like a hyper-conservative Christian because I like to walk naked to get coffee in the morning.
That's right. So you do not have to rent to a hyper-conservative Christian.
On the other hand, you could rent to a hyper-conservative Christian and every day go walking naked, perhaps even with an erection, to get your coffee. And what can they do? Well, they can do a lot of things, but they can't stop you.
Listeners, you'll be carrying that image around with you the rest of the day. You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Okay. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. This is KBOO 90.7 FM. I'm Abe. That's Joe. This is, as you might expect, the Abe and Joe Show.
Yes.
What do you think about all this?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there should be no discrimination based on any characteristic of individuals, including their political beliefs. I think, however, that the distinction we made about a person's immediate home is an important one. I think people should be safe and sound in their castle, as it were. But, you know, an apartment house is a whole other thing, and a store that you're doing business in is a whole other thing.
It is.
So I'm pleased, even though it's, in my case, I see it very cynically as simply a move by the conservatives to suddenly realize, ooh, there's a huge constituency of people who don't like discrimination against homosexuals.
Well, it's about time they made that realization.
The
world is changing, and
these
people are on the wrong side of history, and they have an opportunity to get back on the right side if they choose to do
Can you be on a right or wrong side of history?
Oh, you absolutely can, and you know the answer to that.
Okay. I'm just being,
Yes. So how is this sort of this reactionary sort of last ditch rear guard action by white dudes? How is this manifesting itself in other ways? Well, the fight to get creationism taught in public science classes is
But that's very fair because you have creationism and then you also can talk about science.
No.
And you can have the both of them in the class and pretend they're both science.
No, that's not fair because creationism's not science.
No.
See, and this is a clear-cut case of how religious liberty is actually intended to work. If you want to believe that the world was created in 7 days. And
six and one day rest.
Oh, sorry, because it's exhausting.
It's hard to create a world, a universe.
And, you know, and later there was a flood with a big boat and a whole bunch of animals in a confined space.
25% of Americans believe that the sun goes around the earth.
Yeah, I know. And those people, unfortunately, I think the victim of this very sort of balderdash I'm talking about.
Yes.
So religious liberty means that you can believe all that if you want, but don't teach it to me in the public school